120 years ago today, the United States military invaded the island of Puerto Rico. 2 months earlier, U.S. ships had blocked the San Juan Harbor. But on the 25th of July, 1898, the Americans, also known on the island as Estadounidenses, were officially coming ashore. Puerto Rico was targeted as part of the Spanish-American War, a war that came just 25 years after slavery was abolished on the island. And for many of the formerly enslaved islanders, the U.S. invasion was a moment that forced them to think deeply about their identities.
While my great-grandfather José and my grandfather Higinio had little loyalty toward the Spanish, they felt a deep and abiding love for the land they tilled.
That's author Esmeralda Santiago reading from an essay she's publishing today about the U.S. invasion of Puerto Rico and the impact it had on her Puerto Rican ancestors.
Though some on the island prepared to fight alongside Spain, and a few welcomed the idea of a Puerto Rico Americano, Higinio, like his parents, was willing to kill and to die before allowing a foreigner to take his piece of Puerto Rico from him.
I sat down with Esmeralda to mark this anniversary.
Both my great-grandparents on both sides, from my father's side, were former enslaved people in the sugar haciendas of Puerto Rico. So in 1873, the emancipation came through, and so they were free to go wherever they wanted to go. But most of them decided to stay in the same general area where basically their families were. So my great-grandparents knew one another, and they stayed there. And my grandfather was in San Juan when the bombing began in May. So it was before the invasion. It was at the beginning of the Spanish-American War. And much to his surprise that he was going to San Juan to deliver some goods to the family of the hacendado that he learned that the United States was threatening the island with invasion.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the impact was when the United States finally did invade the island? There had to have been a cultural impact as well, right?
The first thing that the Estadounidenses did was change the language, which was actually, it had to be repealed because the people would not accept it. The interesting thing about Puerto Ricanos of that period, they didn't necessarily love the Spaniards, but they had had 420 plus years of Spanish language and culture. And so they weren't quite willing to just give it all up in order to become Estadounidenses. So it was there was a great deal of pushback from the invasion armies. There was a lot of pushback that the culture not change. They could not fight them with the kinds of implements that they had to fight the American invasion, but they certainly wanted to preserve their culture as much as they could. And there was quite a bit of pushback from the imposition of language and laws and rules that the Puerto Ricanos just wouldn't have it.
And let's talk a little bit about the impact that it's had long term. Today, obviously, we are in a post-Maria moment, and we're coming up on the anniversary, 1 year anniversary of Hurricane Maria. But in addition to the hurricane, the island of Puerto Rico has also, and its people, including myself and millions of others, have gone through a number of changes, if you will, because of this U.S. Invasion. Can you tell us a little bit about what that history has done to Puerto Ricanos collectively?
What the invasion did collectively for Puerto Ricanos is to make our culture become second to the culture of the United States. And even though I think my parents' generation and my grandparents' generation and even my generation and the generation after really struggled to maintain as close as possible a sense of Puerto Rican-ness. But it becomes more difficult every day to maintain that culture because the media comes from outside, for example. The news comes from the outside. What's happening on the island doesn't get out of the island unless a major disaster like Maria comes up. In the United States, except for us, the Puerto Ricanos who live here, we are basically forgotten by the United States. And in spite of the many efforts that we've made, including insurrections, rebellions, violence against the government, we have not been able to get enough respect from the United States government to allow us to be the people that we are, which is Puerto Ricanos, from our very deepest part of ourselves. And I think that our culture has changed tremendously just in my generation. So I know that it's something that those of us who are getting older, of course, we're sad about that because we value our culture. Young people don't really know about these kinds of stories. They haven't heard about an invasion of a small island that had been struggling for independence. And just because a major power had bigger guns, they just decide, oh, I'll just take it. We need to let our children know that we didn't lay down to be invaded. We fought and we fought and we fought, and we're still fighting.
And as we mentioned earlier, the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria is quickly approaching. What should people be thinking about on this anniversary coming up?
I am very happy when people who are not Puerto Rican speak positively and encouragingly about Puerto Ricanos. I think it's really important that we don't forget that what happened in Puerto Rico was a disaster. It was a disaster that was not preventable because it was a hurricane. But it's really important to remember that it's not over. The disaster was so horrible and so devastating that it will be a process of many, many years for Puerto Ricanos to feel that they are at home. So I hope that as the anniversary comes, that people remember that and to do whatever they can to continue to help, to support the efforts to recover from the hurricane, and to be kind to those Puerto Ricanos who have had to leave the island, who maybe are now in a foreign land, in a foreign community, trying very, very hard to make a life when in fact they would have preferred to stay at home.
Esmeralda Santiago is the author of When I Was Puerto Rican and Conquistadora. Esmeralda, gracias. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
To read Esmeralda Santiago's essay on the U.S. invasion of Puerto Rico, visit thetakeaway.org.